We're joined today by Emily Skeidel, who is the Hudson Valley organizer for Food and Water Watch. And they, along with a lot of other groups, are coming to the state capitol on Tuesday, October 26th, starting at 4 p.m. for a rally and a Halloween protest, I guess, a bit, to stop the Dan Scammer fossil fuel power plant down in the Newburgh area. So, Emily, what can you tell us about what's the focus of Tuesday, October 26th, Dan Scammer protest?
We are heading to Albany to deliver thousands of petitions that community members from across the Hudson Valley and across the state have signed, which are public comments directed toward the governor and the PSC. As well as the DEC, urging decision makers to stop the Dan Scammer fracked gas power plant expansion, which, if approved, would add 4,000% more emissions of toxic chemicals into the air and water in the Hudson Valley.
Now, I understand you suggesting people may want to come dressed up in costumes for this event.
Yeah. So because it's Halloween, we figured why not show up in some Halloween costumes. So we are going to be dressed up in various costumes. Some ideas that have been thrown out are, Dan Scammer CEO vampire or climate emergency doctor or Mother Earth, something positive, Mother Earth. So we've got a lot of fun and creative costumes that folks can expect to see at this action. And we've got some amazing puppets from the Arm of the Sea Puppet Theater. They are these larger than life size puppets that we often see at different big climate actions. So they're going to be really stunning and captivating. So we think it'll be a really fun action.
So I actually once got my photo into one of the New York City tabloids when I was campaigning for Reverend Billy, who's running for mayor in New York City. And we dressed up as zombies for Bloomberg. During the Halloween parade, and we died at every corner and get resurrected. Now, if it seems like dying and getting resurrected, it seems like this fight against Dan Scammer has been going on, quite a while. And maybe you could give a little bit of the history. Now, this is an existing plant that they're trying to expand, or can you explain what is Dan Scammer?
Dan Scammer was, to take it all the way back, Dan Scammer, the location of Dan Scammer Point is a historic Native American property and grounds. It's a significant indigenous land. It got the name Dan Scammer Point a long time ago. Then it was a coal plant was put there. Coal plant was operated there for a long time. Took a very, dark, different turn. And then it got transitioned into a fracked gas plant, which now operates as a peaker plant, only running about 5% of the year.
So a peaker plant means when, like, the overall demand for electricity skyrockets above what's normal, these peaker plants, often very dirty plants, get turned on to provide that electricity for a few days. Is that correct?
Exactly. There's a ton of these peaker plants throughout the state. This is one of them. And this new proposal is being funded by a Wall Street private equity firm. They want to replace this peaker plant with a fully operational fracked gas plant, which would run over 70% of the time. So they want to get it up and running again, purely to make a profit, not really responding to any kind of energy demand or need in the region. Really, we see this as just ultimately a stranded asset, but more significantly, actually a significant threat to the air and water in the Hudson Valley region and a threat to our climate. In the face of a climate crisis that the state has declared as important enough that we're actually, we have goals set to try to fight. So it's just something that makes no sense for the area. And we've gotten a lot of people to speak out and take action on this. So we're excited to take that energy to Albany.
And I believe quite a few city councils, town governments have also passed resolutions against it.
Yes, 28 so far.
28. That's a good size number. Now, as you mentioned, you know, we passed this climate law 2 years ago, the CLCPA, which I would say did not set ambitious enough goals to reduce fossil fuel emissions, but did, you know, set some. This seems like to be a no-brainer that, of course, under the CLCPA, we do not expand or build new fossil fuel power plants. Yes. Now, we have a new governor, Kathy Hochul. Have we heard any ramblings yet from the Hochul administration as to how they are going to stay? I believe she actually came out recently against the power plant down in maybe Queens or New York City.
Yeah. She's spoken out on Astoria, which has a much quicker timeline. We don't anticipate seeing a decision on this until the spring of 2022. Could stretch out into the summer. They keep pushing back their decision and the timeline around this this process of this approval process for the plant. But in Astoria, they are expecting to see a decision imminently, and the governor has come out and said that she's made comment that she doesn't support it when asked. So that is a good sign. But right now we really don't have any clear, we don't really know what's going to happen. We don't really know where the governor stands, but we do know that she's going to be primaried. And we do know that she is getting a lot of pressure from groups like mine, to take a bold stand on climate and to take a bold stand on Dan Scammer. So who's to say where she'll go with this? There's always a lot of private money and private back deal lobbying that happens. And all we can do is make the case that her opposition to Dan Scammer is going to only help her politically. That's our job, and that's what we're pushing, and we're hoping that she'll do something positive on this. And frankly, I think you brought up the resolutions. She came up in local government in Buffalo, so she ostensibly cares about local government and listening to where local government and local people stand on an issue. So hopefully that'll be something she responds to.
So the stop Dan, stop Death Scammer, Light or Fright costume rally, 4 p.m. Tuesday, October 26th, West Capitol Park. You can come up dressed as a ghost or a witch or a zombie or even a frightened politician like Cuomo or Trump, or just come up dressed. And I believe at the end of the event, incredibly, it is going to be free pizza. That should really get people there. People want, last 30 seconds, people want more information about this Dan Scammer campaign. Got a website, Facebook page they can look at?
Yeah, you can go to our coalition page, stoptheplant.org, to find out about Dan Scammer. And I would really, really recommend that. I would really encourage folks in the area who care about climate, who are concerned about fossil fuels, to come through to this action, learn about what's happening in the Hudson Valley, help us out, because we need all the people power we can get. We are traveling all the way up to Albany. So of course there's a lot of people that aren't going to be able to make the trek. So
we're out of time. Emily Skidel, Hudson Valley organizer, Food and Water Watch. And this has been Mark Dunley for the Hudson Mohawk Radio Network.